Good morning and welcome to today's oil market update with Callum McPherson. How are you today, Callum?
Good morning, very well. Yourself?
Yeah, pretty good, thank you. Not too bad. The
Oh.
market seems to have quietened down again after looking like it was going to move sharply lower. Why has it settled down again?
Well, I think we've had improved risk appetite has got a lot to do with it. If you look at equities, particularly, the market has been firmer yesterday, and perhaps the back end of last week, and I think generally we see this pattern that when risk appetite is a little firmer, that oil market becomes less volatile and more positive. Versus when the market is worried about coronavirus, for example, but becoming more volatile and tending to sell off. So at the moment, we seem to be moving back into this less volatile, slightly firmer sort of behavior. And we're seeing that in the speculative positioning data that we get from exchanges as well, where we've seen that long positions, speculative. Positions in which people are betting the market will go up, increasing a little bit, and shorts reducing, mainly in US futures, but also to a lesser extent in Brent.
There have been some worries in the market about the strength of diesel demand. What can we say about that?
Well, diesel is very important because it's a barometer of road transport demand, and of course, road transport is the biggest form of demand for oil. There have been some warning signals in the market. If you look at gas oil prices, for example, take European gas oil prices, they've really been struggling in recent months, have been back towards $300 per metric ton, although it has been increasing a little bit recently. Also, if we look at the crack spread, so the spread of gas oil prices over Brent prices, we find that those actually reached a new low in September. So even lower than right in the middle of the coronavirus crisis, although that spread has increased a little bit recently. So these tend to suggest that the middle distillate market. Generally, which would include diesel and jet fuel, and of course, we know jet fuel's a particular problem, has been under pressure. There are perhaps some brighter points, though. I mean, one of the things you tend to see you tend to expect if the gas oil market is under pressure, is people looking scrabbling for storage and places to put this stuff. But we haven't seen that come through into higher freight costs for tankers that are suitable for putting that sort of thing. So we've not seen this pattern that we saw a few months ago, where this diesel was being switched to a large extent into floating storage in clean tankers. But there certainly are some problems with refiners. There have been stories, for example, about Indian refiners cutting output. But I think overall it may be that the and I think we have been talking about this for a while, that the rebalancing in the market in crude has run somewhat ahead of the refined products. The refiners have perhaps overestimated the strength of demand rather than that the demand has weakened particularly. So I think this is all part of the rebalancing process, but nevertheless, it's certainly clear that there are signs of weakness in the diesel market.
Okay, it's the same question we talked about many times in the last few months, but how long can the range trade go on?
Well, we're still constrained really by the moving averages. In the last week or so, Brent has been moving up, supported by the 100-day moving average. And we see similar patterns further on the curve, actually, if we look at the December 2020 Brent contract, for example. And it's extraordinary, really, how technical the market can be sometimes. So if we look at that technical picture and we're looking at the Brent front contract, we can see that the 50, the 100 and the 200-day moving averages are currently all very close together. And so it seems very difficult to see how the market can continue as these moving averages converge, which continue to converge, which they will do, how Brent can avoid breaking out and doing something sometime relatively soon. And now one thing that's almost inevitably going to happen fairly soon is that the 100-day moving average will move up through the 200-day moving average. And I think that's a technical feature which could provide some support for the market into the end of the year. But I think the shorter term really is going to be quite contingent upon equities and risk appetite. I do think the market is at risk of a bit more turbulent period in risk sentiment, and that would tend to suggest a short-term breakout on the downtrend. So I think that the technical picture, again, it will depend upon what other asset markets are doing, but I think there's a risk of a breakout on the downside in the short term, but I think the technical picture is perhaps more favourable for the remainder of the year.
Lovely. Thank you for the update, Callum.
Thank you.